What is going on, everybody? And again, I say it week in and week out. We need to come up with a new or something new, like good, you know, the good morning thing.
I don't know. Oldie but goodie.
An oldie but goodie?
Oldie but goodie. I like the way it is, personally. I know Sean gives you a little bit of grief every once in a while, but...
No, I'm not changing the open. I'm saying we need to, you know, like when Robin Williams screamed that good morning Vietnam thing.
Right.
Just something like that, but whatever. Let me ask you this. Let's get right into it. The most boring sport on planet Earth, other than soccer, is baseball.
Right.
I watched the semifinal game.
Yeah.
And I watched the final game. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that Team USA had to play Japan in such a great game in that awful weather. And the weather did dictate...
You're a child.
Yes, I am.
You're
right now.
A child.
Well, you see the shirt I'm wearing?
Yes, yeah.
Let me tell you the story about the shirt.
Newsflash.
Remind me to get back to this.
Okay.
We all go out to dinner Saturday night, I think. And you know me, I don't care about anybody around me. I don't look at anybody around me. We went to that Japanese restaurant, ironically, that we're talking about Team Japan. You know, the chop chop thing. And I look over and this heavy set dude, and when I say heavy, I mean heavy.
Okay.
Is wearing a shirt that says, "Newsflash, I don't care." When I said, "Dude, that shirt is awesome. Where'd you get it?" I don't know.
Well,
by the time he finished saying, "I don't know," my entire family, me included, had Googled it and purchased it. And within 2 days, I have it in black and in red. Newsflash, I don't care.
It's perfect.
Isn't it?
It is perfect.
I love this shirt. And when was the last time I bought a t-shirt?
Yeah, rarely.
I can think of two.
Ever.
I can think of two.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson Silva is one. I love this shirt. I will wear this shirt until it's gone. I'll wear the red one until it's gone, and then I'll purchase more. So it's a shame that such a great game had to be played in that awful weather, but there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And the weather did enable Team USA to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, the same errors Team USA made put Japan close to the game as well. My question to you is, and yes, I watched both of those games, start to finish. How big of a deal is it that Team USA won the World Baseball Classic? Is it a big deal?
I think it is a big deal because since the inception of the World Baseball Classic, this is the first time that USA, the country where baseball is supposed to be America's pastime, this is the first time that they've won the title.
First time they ever got to the finals.
So just going to the finals was a big deal. And so I think that this is a huge deal. Beating Puerto Rico, the fact that the Dominican Republic wasn't in there surprises me. A country that, when you're talking about per capita, has some of the best baseball talent alive ever. So you're talking about a very, very,
let me ask
very
you this.
Big deal.
Let me ask you this. Did the top Dominican players play? Did the top Puerto Rican players play? And I already know the top USA players did not play.
Right.
There were some great Team USA players. I'm just curious. Sure. I'm just asking you as...
No, I don't think it was the top 100% of the All-Stars for each of them.
For either. Okay.
For any of them.
I liked... I don't know. I guess it was I believe it was the Dominican team. They interviewed a Chicago Cub.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons, my disclaimer, one of the reasons that I don't ask a lot of questions at press conferences is 99.5% of the questions are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Almost any question that you can ask at a press conference, you either know the answer or it's a stupid question.
Fair point.
The question asked to the Chicago Cub player was, which team is better? Now, first, that's really a question that you really can't even answer.
Right.
Because you're going to tick off one or the other.
Sure.
Common sense would say Team Dominican Republic, Team Puerto Rico, Team USA is going to be better than any Major League Baseball team, right?
Sure. Yeah,
goes without saying.
Of course.
Why would you ask such a stupid question? Yeah. And he, you know, it's skirted the question and said, "Well, you know, we just won the World Series. I love my guys, but this is an All-Star team.
Sure,
it's an All-Star team. So, I think Braun Strowman, like that." See, you don't even know who that is.
No.
Strowman, who pitched for Marcus Strowman, yeah. Right. Well, Braun Strowman is a WWE superstar. But
that's why.
Strowman is my new favorite player.
Okay.
And I don't have favorite players.
Because?
I like the arrogance.
Oh, he was showing some swagger on that mound, of course.
And I guess in an interview he said, that's what we do in Puerto Rico, and I'm a Team USA player.
Right.
And he said some things coming off the mound. Not that I've ever said things coming off the mound or off.
Oh,
the,
never.
So that's why I can associate with him. Love the guy. Absolutely love the guy. And where he turned and kind of like, you know, I guess he got death threats.
That bad?
Yeah. Okay. Puerto Rican fans and, you know, death threats and all that because.
Now, with Yadier Molina.
Yadi.
So.
Name that Molina.
I forgot. We haven't played that game in a while. Yeah. Adam Jones was saying about how, I guess he was mocking the fact that we talked about how Team USA, their motivation was the fact that these other countries had already scheduled the post-celebratory
the parades and stuff,
everything, and that was their motivation to play spoiler.
Right.
And I guess in the way he was talking about Puerto Rico, he did it in a mocking manner, and Yadier Molina is saying that Adam Jones needs to issue an apology to Puerto Rico because of the way he made his comments. Not necessarily the fact that he made them, but it was the way he was mocking Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rican fans. Yadier Molina said that Adam Jones didn't know what winning means to Puerto Rican fans and to the Puerto Rico as a whole. To me, that kind of sounds, no offense, but a little ridiculous because...
No offense.
Of course.
Not no offense. Say no offense. No, it is. Puerto Rican fans feel winning better than USA fans?
Well, and that's exactly what
I'm saying. Or Israeli
fans? Yeah.
Or French fans? Or Mexican fans?
Fans are going to be all about it. The players that are playing for their country are all about it. Of course, why would an apology need to be issued to anybody for saying that?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because this is that politically correct BS.
Come on, Yadier Molina.
I'm just saying that's what it is.
He tends to be a fairly outspoken guy. He can get things ramped up.
No, he can dish.
Sure.
But he can't take.
Nah.
That's obviously what it is. I mean, it's what Adam Jones said about Machado, who I love. Anybody who wins a bench clearing brawl is a new, you know, is my new favorite player. Adoris will be my favorite player for a long time. You know, when he knocked Batista in the left field and his glasses in the right field, phenomenal. So when Adam Jones, they asked him, and I know we talked about it, what he, you know, Machado playing third, and he goes, I hope he makes six errors and strikes out 143 times. Right. I made that up.
Sure.
That's not exactly what he said. I love that. And then when the Dominican lost, I didn't see this. I was told, that's a Donald Trumpism.
Okay.
You know, I was told that Machado went over to the USA dugout and congratulated him. It's awesome. And you've played sports with me. That's the way I am. If you and I, and we're co-hosts, and you produce, and you do everything you do for the show, if we played against each other, I will knock your freaking head off.
Sure.
I don't care. And then as soon as the game's over, right?
Game's over.
Story time.
With Uncle Randy.
I remember vividly softball. I remember vividly a bench-clearing brawl. I remember vividly the team, and I remember how it got started, and I couldn't tell you who the guy was. The next time we played, he's like, oh, there's that guy. And I'm like, have we played before? Do I know you?
Right.
I mean, it's on the field is on the field. Off the field is off the field.
Right.
So I like what Machado did. I like what Adam Jones said. I'm okay with Molina sticking up for his team in Puerto Rico. And I'm okay with Adam Jones giving the three-finger salute. Take the two on the end out.
Read between the lines.
How about when they brought the eagle to the mound?
That's awesome.
Wasn't it?
I love that. Out of the bullpen, they had a statue of a bald eagle. They brought it out, put it on the mound, and then everybody was like rubbing the the statue.
Kind of like what they did when your team won. And they put you there and patted you on the head.
Yeah, because I was
the little guy. Yeah, you were the bald little guy. Exactly. So I was just curious, back to the initial question. You know, I watched it because it's us against you. But is it that big of a deal? Like, I haven't seen Olympics. I've seen more exposure.
Yeah.
You win an Olympic gold medal. But this is sort of Olympic-ish, sort of, because it's us against you.
It's us against you. It's professionals. It's not amateur. And it definitely...
Well, that doesn't really matter.
It doesn't get the same exposure. I mean, the World Baseball Classic is still a relatively new event, too. So it hasn't been going on for too horribly long. So I think it still will take some time to get some foothold for people to really... really be watching it. That said, I mean, the attendance was pretty good.
Is Puerto Rico the Buffalo Bills of the World Baseball Classic? Isn't this the second time that they got to the finals and lost?
I don't know if they were in it last year. I'll look that up.
I'm pretty sure that's what I saw on one of the things. So all in all, I enjoyed it. They're the only two games I really watched, but I enjoyed watching it. I couldn't get away only because I wanted them to win. Now, I didn't watch start to finish, to be honest, because in the eighth inning, when it appeared like there was no way that Puerto Rico could come back, I went to bed.
Yeah.
So I watched, 16, 17 innings. But good for them, good for them. Spring training comes to an end next week.
Already.
I wish the season could come to an end next week. Seriously, it's too long. How do you get excited about a Major League Baseball season? Now, my knucklehead brother, season seats, there every game. I would shoot myself if I went to more than 8 Major League Baseball games.
Eight?
Eight.
That's a little...
Okay. I'll give you 4 a month. How's that? 1 a week. I would shoot myself if I went to more than 1 game a week. It's too long. How do you get all excited? All these Buccaneer fans that come to the players show on Monday night at the press box. And, you know, I just met with one this morning and gave them some Renaissance tickets. And they were all excited. They go, I can't wait for the season to start. I think the excitement is almost as good waiting for the anticipation than it is the actual game in the actual season, which is the beauty of the NFL. When you don't have it, you may want it more.
Yeah.
I don't want any more baseball.
You're done already. Before it starts, you're done.
Yeah, I went to 2 games this week. All right, let me rephrase that. I went to lunch twice this week, and there was a baseball game.
That's what it was.
And there was a baseball game there.
Yeah.
Delco's.
Went to lunch, and a baseball game broke out.
Exactly. So, all right, when we return, some MMA news, you know, to talk about the announcement of the main and co-main event, Bellator, the week of June. I asked via text, is the UFC trying to end Johnny Hendricks' career? And we'll talk about it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Star Wars Celebration returns to Orlando April 13th through the 16th, and you won't want to miss a single day of the excitement. It's 4 fun-filled days of costumes, exhibits, a vibrant interactive show floor, screenings, exclusive merchandise, celebrity guests, panels, autograph sessions, fan-inspired activities, and other surprises celebrating all things Star Wars. Visit StarWarsCelebration.com for more information and to get your tickets. We will see see you April 13th through the 16th in Orlando for Star Wars Celebration.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The world's most exotic cars are gathering for the 14th annual Festival of Speed, presented by Burtsmith Porsche, Sunday, April 2nd in St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, and luxury brands. Names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, Rolls-Royce will all be on display. Start the weekend off with the exciting luxury lifestyle reception, a fabulous display of exotic cars, open bar, great food, and more. Use ticket code TAMPA to get 50% off Sunday tickets. Want to be involved? For sponsorship information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivals with an S of speed.com. Or call 352-385-9450. That's 352-385-9450.
Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Enchantment, starring Lightning McQueen and the crew from Disney Pixar's Cars, Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and the whole Toy Story gang, Ariel and all of her under-the-sea friends from The Little Mermaid, and experience a magical journey through the frozen world of Arendelle with Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. See four fantastic Disney adventures in one amazing ice show.
Tickets are on sale now, playing Amalie Arena March 24th through 26th. For tickets and show details, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Good tune. I like that a little bit.
Because I'm TNT.
I'm dynamite. Okay, enough. TNT. Going to see Vince Neil.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Vince Neil. And how ironic. Sean KO Radio and I went to the Phillies game yesterday, and we were listening to an interview with John Oates.
Okay.
From, I believe they claim Hall & Oates is the number one duo of all time.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Ironically, actually, I'm taking a guitar to Nashville for Daryl Hall to sign for our studio.
Oh,
and listening to John Oates talk about back in the day with Hall & Oates, and it definitely was very, very cool. All right, so let's one of our favorite subjects. Let's talk a little MMA action. Conor McGregor, did he go before the Nevada State Athletic Commission yet? Do you know?
I believe he did. I believe he did go in front. Let me see. Because he talked to them.
I know it was about, on our content partner, MMA Weekly.
Right. Yeah, so I know the Nevada Athletic Commission chair and the executive director, they talked about the case for the appeal. I guess it was reduced from $250,000 down to something like $20,000. And now instead of...
That's chicken feed at 28 years of age.
Yeah. And it's... I what that was, I don't know.
That was by Conor McGregor.
That was awful. That's what that was.
I'm a young man at 28 years of age.
And 25 hours of community service.
Good. Good for him.
Bellator. You think the boxing had anything to do with this? Because Conor had said that he would never fight in Nevada again.
Well, and that's... No.
Because I know a lot of stuff is just talk.
Yeah, it's lip service. But yeah, you know, the Nevada State Athletic Commission is looking at big dollars with Conor McGregor. And yes, that fight is going to happen. I believe they've booked in June, but Conor's talking September.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. There's no doubt. Now, Bob Arum, I believe it was Bob Arum, said that he's read the contract. I don't know how he reads it.
Yeah, the contract.
And that the UFC is demanding 50% of Conor's take.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
I don't think Conor would allow that.
Well, depending on how many zeros are on it.
Still.
No. if let's just say it's, I'm going to go high, $80 million.
Okay.
Because Mayweather's going to make $300 million. Let's say Conor makes 80. I think he'd be willing to, you know.
If he's getting 40?
If he's getting 40.
I don't know. I think
it's up to the the UFC can say no.
Sure, they could say no altogether, and then nobody's getting money.
But can they? What if the fight happens on an Indian reservation that doesn't need sanctioning? It could happen. What if they both say, now Floyd Mayweather's...
Do you think Mayweather would fight outside of Vegas?
If it's the only way to get the fight done, yes, I do. I think if any, and let's be honest, nobody should sanction this fight. It's ridiculous.
No, they shouldn't.
Arguably the greatest boxer of all time, arguably. The guy who was undefeated, never lost a fight. Fighting a guy that's never had a boxing fight. It shouldn't be sanctioned. So if nobody sanctions this, yeah, I think, because Floyd's going to make the same amount of money.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
You know, they can have this in another country, and the repercussion that's going to come on Floyd Mayweather after the fight when he says, you know what, I'm done. So now you can't do anything to him.
Right.
I believe if Conor makes enough zeros, he'll never fight again either. Because why would he? Why would he?
I don't think his ego would allow that.
If it had to be. Meaning if the Nevada State Athletic Commission says whatever, and then they go outside of the commission. Now, the UFC and the MMA brand, if they don't allow it, if Conor says, you know what? The t-shirt?
Yeah.
OU?
Yeah.
FOO. Mm-hmm. Then he would be suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and the UFC or whatever. So now the way the commissions run and they honor each other and boxing would honor, so he'd be done. Unless he went outside of the country, and now you're opening a big can of worms.
The UFC would be hosed. Because then they lose Conor McGregor. If he's suspended and all of the athletic commissions reciprocate.
The UFC would suspend him if Conor said, you know what, I'm making $80 million. I'm not giving you nothing.
Right.
Take me to court, fight me, whatever. So, yeah, it's not necessarily the UFC would lose. They both would lose because the UFC would then say, you're signed by us. We're not allowing it, and then you go and do it anyway. I don't think it's going to happen. I think when it comes down to, it's going to get all, because this is awesome for mixed martial arts. This is awesome for the UFC.
Yeah.
Because most people with a head on their shoulders doesn't think Conor can win.
Fact.
Funnier things that could happen. Joe Rogan just came out and said, it wouldn't surprise me. Well, no, it wouldn't surprise me either. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I know people, one happens to live in Roswell, Georgia, who very well may bet on it just because the odds would be so ridiculous.
Sure.
Stranger things have happened, but I think if this goes more than two or three rounds, it can't happen.
Agreed.
Conor's going to be so tired of chasing Floyd Mayweather around that ring that it just can't happen.
How many rounds would this be? 12?
Well, again, it could be whatever they want it to be.
10, 12, 2, is it 2 or 3 minutes?
3
minutes.
It could be 42 two-minute rounds.
Okay, so let's say it is a 10-round fight, 3 minutes per round. That's 30 minutes of fighting. A championship bout in MMA is 5 rounds of 5 minutes, so 25 minutes. You're only talking about 5 more minutes of fight time plus significantly more breaks. So you get, I would say, almost and I think MMA is a little bit even more physically demanding. I mean, you have to deal with the leg kicks. You have to deal with knees. There's grappling. You talk about the full body effort that you're putting into it, which is completely different from, I don't want to say just standing around or moving around and throwing punches.
And running?
Yeah, but I would say that MMA is a more physically demanding sport. So cardio-wise, I think that Conor is actually set up okay in that sense.
I can't believe that you're going to make me say negative things about my favorite sport and support the other. I don't know about that cardio-wise, because how many times in an MMA fight, GSP, do you lay on top of the guy and hug him for 2-3 minutes?
That takes a lot of effort.
I think it takes more effort out of the guy on his back. you know, of supporting the weight and all that kind of stuff.
Now, to be fair, Connor is also only had...
Look who's here, by the way. Snuck in through the back door.
Two fights go to a decision. One of them was that five-rounder against Nate Diaz, the second one.
I'm not saying that he has bad cardio. Connor doesn't have bad cardio, but I'm not going to say that it's more demanding to be an MMA fighter than a boxer.
How many rounds is a normal boxing match?
I was thinking it's like
12.
Yeah.
I was going to say 10 or 12.
So we're talking 36 minutes.
As opposed to the 25 that Connor...
If you would have been here 5 minutes earlier,
you would have
heard that exact line.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we just talked about.
All right, so yeah, 5 minutes.
So I'm still going with Wegs on the...
More physically demanding?
MMA is more physically demanding.
Yeah. High five. Welcome back.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Absolutely.
A lot? A lot more...
A significant amount.
Grappling? Just grappling in and of itself is...
You are constantly moving in a boxing fight.
On your feet.
On your feet. Constantly.
But you're not constantly moving in an MMA?
No. Were you not just here?
I was, and you're still moving.
You're moving.
Yeah, you're still...
If we grapple right now, I will... Well, more importantly, because you're six times my size.
Oh, thanks.
You lay on... All right, for all of you people that like it when I said dictate, you mount me, and you will not move for 2 minutes. You will not move.
Right now, but in a fight, yes, you are.
Well, plus, it would still take him effort to hold you down, though.
Trust me, it won't.
It depends on how hard you're trying to get out.
Well, I understand that, and you're still moving and flipping and flopping, and we've done it. We've sparred.
But it has to get to that point in the fight.
Well, I understand
it has to get to the ground. So if it doesn't get to the ground, you're still on your feet.
Well, there's also knees and kicks to the body.
I understand all of that.
They don't break them up when they hug.
I understand
there's no rest.
And there is times where you're at, you know, whenever something gets kind of out of hand in a boxing fight, you do hug.
Does Connor wear the Reebok shorts, or does he wear the big trunks covering his stomach? Or
I'll bet you that's in the contract.
That he wears they could be the Reebok trunks.
Well, yeah. I was going to say,
like Mayweather.
I'm sure that's all going to be part of.
Of course.
You know, because if I was Connor, I would say no.
I want my own sponsor.
I want my own. I want to do my own. But again, that may be part of the agreement of letting Connor out. You still have to, you know, support Reebok. You still have to.
Thing. I mean, it's not fighting under the UFC banner.
Well,
so
no.
It's
a co-promoted event, though.
Well, it's
going to be co-promoted. Of course it is.
It would be interesting.
It depends on Mayweather Promotions, if he
allows
for 50-50, or if he takes
60-40, it's going to happen, but that's down the road. Before we run out of time, Bellator 146,212, New York, the week of June. We were supposed to talk about both of these, so we'll do it real quick and run over. It's been announced Chael Sonnen, Wanderlei Silva, about 8 years overdue, and Matt Mitrione and Fedor. Excited?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Really?
I'm excited differently for the buildup.
Oh, yeah.
Chael Wanderlei? That's a press conference I want to be at. I would consider going to it, but I believe it's the same weekend, and I still don't understand it. I still don't understand what the UFC is trying to do. Johnny Hendricks, one fight at middleweight. Impressive. Beat Hector Lombard. They're throwing him in against Tim Bosch.
Yeah. That's going to be... Talk about power.
I don't get it.
What is Bosch ranked? What was Lombard ranked?
Tim Bosch was, I think, 11 before he lost.
He is currently 15th.
Okay, he was 11 and dropped to 15th. Lombard, I want to say, was 4, 5, 8. You know, I don't see Johnny Hendricks being able to do anything to Tim Bosch. I don't want that to be a homer, you know, because Tim's on our show all the time. As is Johnny Hendricks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think the power coming out of that right of Tim Bosch and Johnny Hendricks doesn't have the beard to soften it. I don't know. With that said, believe it or not, one half down, one half to go. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Once upon a time, a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide.
That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival at Mosee.
Join the Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends, February 18th through April 2nd. Enjoy craft beer, live entertainment, mermaids, fairies, and more. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Enchantment, starring Lightning McQueen and the crew from Disney Pixar's Cars, Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and the whole Toy Story gang, Ariel and all of her under-the-sea friends from The Little Mermaid, and experience a magical journey through the frozen world of Arendelle with Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. See four fantastic Disney adventures in one amazing ice show.
Tickets are on sale now, playing Emily Arena March 24th through 26th. For tickets and show details, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
CubeSmart Self-Storage recognizes that people have special storage needs, and that's why our facilities offer a wide variety of storage solutions, including household, business, and vehicle storage. With hundreds of storage facilities nationwide and locations in the Pinellas County area, you will always have a location convenient for you. Check them out at CubeSmart.com. That's CubeSmart.com. CubeSmart, the home of all talking sports, giveaways, and equipment.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That means it's almost weekend time.
Almost.
Only one more break before our song, and that's what gets us ready for the weekend, but weekends are almost here. A lot going on. You have the Renaissance Festival this weekend. Next to last weekend of the Renaissance. Next week, by the way, Festivals of Speed.
Oh, wow.
Is coming to town.
They have that Friday night event.
They do.
All
it's
right.
Friday and Sunday, as a matter of fact.
Not that it really matters.
Speed. Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Exactly. Because you won't be here.
We'll not be here.
Spring training coming to a slow halt. So get out this weekend to that. NCAA. What's going on in the world of the NCAA?
Gators play at 10 o'clock tonight.
Against Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, yep.
Where did I find that?
That was a good one.
How did I know that?
That was a good one.
But yeah, they had to reach down deep at 9:59 tonight. Late game.
Scheduled to appear at 9:59.
Yeah.
And then at 10:30, USA Soccer. In
thought that was 9:30.
10:30.
Well, I can't think a lot of good positive thoughts for USA Soccer since USA Baseball just won. They both can't win.
Well, they have to win tonight.
Yeah.
If they don't win tonight, you can say the World Cup's gone.
Really?
Yeah.
They're in dead last, even behind Trinidad and Tobago in goal differential. That's how bad we've been.
What's up with it?
Well, Klinsmann, he's been fired. So now the new regime takes over tonight.
That said, I was scrolling through during my prep this morning, and apparently...
What'd you do those 2 minutes?
It was about 2.5 minutes.
Landon Donovan says that this is the most talented group of U.S. soccer players that have been put together ever.
Yeah, but that's basically a ding.
A dig,
whatever, on Klinsmann. That this is the most talent, and he hasn't been able to do anything with it.
Well, no, it's a ridiculous statement in general.
Unless regardless they come of who out the coach win by nine.
Which they won't.
Who they play?
Honduras.
Who?
Exactly.
They won't.
They'll win. It'll probably be like 4-0.
I don't think it'll be that much.
4 or 5.
No way. Yeah. No way. Chris, I watched an interview on this, and it was they said that Christian Pulisic is probably the only player on this current roster that could have made the 0-2 team.
I don't know which to say who about, the name you just said or Honduras.
Oh, you need to know Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, he's definitely a name.
Remember Freddie Adu?
Mm-hmm.
This is actually what happens when you have talent.
Yeah.
And you're 17
years old. So this is Freddie Adu with talent.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Freddie Adu delivering on the hype.
And I'm not a soccer guy. I'm barely a sports guy. And I knew and know the name Freddie Adu. He was supposed to be the next Pele.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Did he ever score a goal?
Well, he did. He played in the MLS. Exactly, the MLS. He went overseas, pretty unsuccessful. He played for the Rowdies for 2 years.
Yeah, he was here.
Very unsuccessful. Oh, he couldn't even get
did
on the field.
Did he score here?
No.
He didn't even make the field.
He didn't make the field.
Wow.
During a preseason match.
So would we say that now his career wasn't successful, but was he successful financially? But the lack of talent that he showed,
I don't know what his contracts were.
Yeah,
I would doubt that he was set for life.
Really, that would surprise me.
No.
He's still like 22 years old, right? I'm just kidding. I think he's 28.
Yeah, he's still very very young. He is.
He was playing in the Finnish division. Exactly who?
Yeah.
Before the Rowdy signed him. But do you really think the O2 team is more talented than the team now? And then the names now?
There were
names. And I think you fall into I know the name.
Let me just throw this out real quick. Doesn't mean Google's right. But if you Google Freddie Adu net worth, what do you think it is?
$500,000.
I was gonna say $2 million.
Well, first, I think $2 million. You could be set for life. Us normal everyday people.
Yeah.
According to this, Freddie Adu's net worth, $2 million, with a one in front of it.
$12 million. What?
Yep. Freddie Adu net worth and salary. Freddie Adu is blah 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 blah. He has a net worth of $12 million.
And what website was that?
I just Google net worth of Freddie Adu. Let's say it's off by.
Yeah. Right.
30%. 50%.
50%, yeah.
Then 6 million. He's worth millions. Just because of how he came up, the excitement of who he was, and that first European contract, I'm sure, was cha-ching.
I don't know, because who was it, Chicago?
Chicago or DC?
Or DC United. I think it might have been DC United. Did he get a big like Nike contract?
I'm sure he got a Nike contract, yeah,
of some sort. And I that's probably the majority of where that's coming from. I know that he did spend a couple years in the MLS starting off. He didn't produce, so that first European contract, I don't know. Even his hype had already started to take a hit.
In 2003, he signed a $1 million deal with Nike.
In 2003.
That's just Nike.
That's just Nike.
Yeah.
He's worth millions.
Huh.
Unless he's ticked it all away.
Sure. Yeah, which is entirely possible.
He had 11 goals and 17 assists and 87 regular season appearances.
He's set. 26, 28, 16, it doesn't matter. Dude is set. And how you could, you know, there's no doubt. He definitely is.
He was making $125,000 a season. To start off with,
let's go back to the NCAAs real quick before we have to hit this break. Teams that are left, how's your bracket doing?
Awful.
Isn't everybody's?
Well, Xavier beat Arizona by 2 last night, so now they're number 11. Xavier's playing number 1 Gonzaga, who beat West Virginia last night
in a close game.
Yeah, that was 61-58. So that was a close game in San Jose.
I think Gonzaga's on the verge of a loss.
All I know is tonight, the 9:40 game is the premier matchup of the tournament.
Yeah.
And it should have happened probably 2 nights from now in the Elite Eight, not in the Sweet 16. or possibly a Final Four matchup. But I'm very excited for UCLA, Kentucky.
I am too, because it's two teams I don't like. And the beauty is I'm guaranteed one of them losing. The only thing that would make this game better, only one thing better, would be a three-way team if Ohio State was playing. That would be the ultimate. I'm going to start that. Since there's team fighting in Russia, I think we're going to play a three-way, a triangle basketball game.
You could have two team up and vote someone off like they did the other night.
Yeah. On Survivor.
You can do it that way too.
Now,
why do you dislike each team?
I dislike UCLA only because of the father.
Okay.
That's the only reason. Yeah. And I was just going to start to say that.
I'm rooting for Kentucky for that reason.
Right. But my problem with it, real quickly, is we're holding
the kid
yeah. and the kids.
Yeah.
Not his brothers. I'm saying the other kids on UCLA.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Responsible for the big mouth father.
And that's what the father has to realize. That's the pressure that you're bringing on your kid's team.
And now the flip side, I've never rooted for Kentucky. I've never rooted to go through Kentucky. I've never rooted to say the word or spell the word Kentucky. So for me to root for Kentucky against UCLA is tough.
I mean, it's the highest paid team in the NCAA.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that their players make more than four NBA teams.
Combined. They have better shoe deals than what Ball's going to get.
I don't know about that.
I saw another video from yesterday when he was on the four-letter network, and Stephen A. went off again talking about the shoe deal. So they want all the money up front. He goes, we want the money up front. And Stephen A. goes, why? If you're confident about your son's ability, then you take it over time. You don't take the money and run. You prove yourself. If you say you're worth $1 billion, then you go year by year and you earn that money.
Yeah.
You don't take it up front because then you fizzle out and you have all that money. And he goes, not at one point did you say we or he, it's I. You're not looking at it as the interest of your son.
Right.
You're looking at it for you. And he had nothing to say.
All right. I'm rooting for Kentucky. All right.
Me too.
Three quarters down.
Of course he's rooting for Kentucky.
Of course. What would happen if Kentucky played Auburn?
Oh, no. He's a Kentucky basketball fan.
Yeah.
And if they played football, he's an Auburn fan.
Mm-hmm.
No. And that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, I'm pretty
dead. What are you, Daniel Boone, with your hair now?
Yeah, he is.
Look at that. He thinks he's a Sam Harris or something.
Yeah.
next year's going to be a man bun.
No, next Saturday there's going to be a man bun.
Who?
You. It's already in the discussions.
No, you're not
in that text.
Kentucky basketball plays Auburn football in wire ball. Who wins? Not who wins. I'm sorry. Who are you rooting for? And while you're thinking about it, it has been decided we will play wire ball.
We will play.
We will play April 22nd or 23rd.
Out of town.
You're not out of town, and you will play.
I'm out of town.
We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Disney on Ice presents Worlds of Enchantment.
starring Lightning McQueen and the crew from Disney Pixar's Cars, Buzz Lightyear, Woody, and the whole Toy Story gang, Ariel and all of her under-the-sea friends from The Little Mermaid, and experience a magical journey through the frozen world of Arendelle with Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. See four fantastic Disney adventures in one amazing ice show.
Tickets are on sale now, playing Amelie Arena March 24th through 26th. For tickets and show details, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
Once upon a time, a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide.
That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival at Mosee.
Join the Bay Area Renaissance Festival weekends, February 18th through April 2nd. Enjoy craft beer, live entertainment, mermaids, fairies, and more. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to WestChaseGC.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Quadrum Fitness Center, located at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park, just completed a $2 million plus upgrade. The facility is unbelievable, and the new equipment will blow your mind. Give the high-intensity classes, the group classes, or the signature classes a try today. Call 727-827-7979 and set up a visit or a training session with a trainer. Fitness for young hearts and beyond. Check them out at quadrumfitness.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Fireball.
I think I'm getting dizzy.
I see that.
My head bobbed.
Head bob.
All right, it's time to play that game that we all love. Legend or no?
BJ Penn.
Legend.
Legend.
He's got a fight coming up.
It's going to tarnish his legacy, but he is still a legend. Give me a baseball player, and not an obvious one. I mean, obvious would be Johnny Bench, Pete Rose.
Derek Jeter.
I think without a doubt, legend.
Well, no. I was adding to the legends you were
throwing. Oh, I thought
out.
That was
no.
Your...
That's
give
not, that's
me,
not the
give me a bubble one that we could, you know, that you think is a legend that you know I don't think is one. Can you think of one? Wags?
I don't know. We did on Wednesday talk about Fred McGriff.
Fred McGriff.
David Ortiz.
I think David Ortiz is a legend. I think Fred McGriff is not.
Does Ortiz get legendary status because of the
speech?
The speech.
Absolutely.
Does that put him over the edge?
No. Jokingly, I say yes. I believe he is a legend for what he did in when they came back with the Red Sox and the career that he had in Boston. He was
after
clutch.
After a failed one in Minnesota. Exactly.
So I do think he's legend. And I don't think a speech or – and I know that we talked about the coach of Team USA. And that
Jim Leland,
that this could put him over – legendary status. I think Jim Leland almost was a legend before.
That mustache was.
According to John Oates, there's other people in the Mustache Hall of Fame. So I don't necessarily think so, but that I cry. Literally, I cry every time I watch that speech of David Ortiz.
And you lived in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in the city, but it's not so much the city. As much, it goes back to what we were talking about, Team USA. It's us against you.
Yeah.
That's a USA thing.
For a Dominican to say that.
Yeah.
You know.
that's a USA thing. That wasn't a Boston thing. Well, it was meant for the Boston people.
But I think that Boston has you have a special place in your heart for the city. So you take that differently than other people. Like if you live in LA or you live in Denver, Colorado.
I think that's special because I lived in Boston?
Yeah, because
I don't think so.
Because you've walked that street. You've seen, you know how big of a deal.
I disagree with you.
Oh,
honestly, I disagree with you. I think if that tragedy happened in Dallas and Dirk Nowitzki said the same thing, it would make me feel the same way because it's the city, it's the country. 9/11, it's the country coming together. So, no, me living in Boston for that year.
I don't think it would.
I think if it was L.A., I think it was Kansas City, if it was some crap city like Auburn, it doesn't matter. It would be all the same. And when I feel like I want to be all bummed out, I listen to a certain song and I YouTube David Ortiz in that speech. And I bawl like a baby.
It's healthy.
It is.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. I like it.
Healthy.
And then I go and look for fights in streets. I almost got in a fight today at lunch.
God. Who'd you piss off now?
Well, first, where was lunch?
Lunch was at the chicken place that they deep fry them and I invented chicken nuggets at.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, long line.
Of course.
I park and I go in. As I go in, there's, you know, how people stand behind away from the counter after you put your order in because it takes forever.
Yeah.
There's an open register. So I walk right up. I start to order. And a guy literally comes in.
Literally.
Literally. Bumps me and starts to order.
He threw an elbow?
He did.
Wow.
And I said, oh, sorry. I thought, you know, I really honestly wasn't trying to jump in. And then I took it too far.
Yeah.
That escalated quickly.
It did. You know, I laughed at him a couple times. I wanted him to respond, and he didn't.
That's nice. But we've only gone through one legend or...
Okay. All right.
I mean, I've been waiting for this.
All right. You're right. We only have about 8 minutes left.
So
give me a legend.
Well, you pick a sport. Pick something that we can.
Football. Deion Sanders.
Legendary personality. I don't think he was a legend.
It's because you were too young.
Okay.
I think Deion Sanders goes under legend. You think so?
Yeah. Because it also it takes into account off the athletic.
He invented the chop.
Field.
He didn't invent the chop, but that doesn't.
I mean, it's more than just what they did on the places, right? On the court ring field.
Kansas City too. They do it in Kansas City.
Yeah, I know they do it in Kansas City.
All that stuff. I mean, it's more than just the athletics, though. If we're talking legend,
I think
at least when we were talking on Wednesday.
No, yeah. I think legend. It can incorporate a lot of things.
I'm just going on.
No, it's everything. A legend. Is Wilt Chamberlain a legend in or out of bed?
Well, in he is.
Out on the court, maybe not. But in the bed.
He was a complete schmo when he played basketball. But besides that,
100 doesn't count.
When you compare the two, his sexual things, his sexual status was so much better than his championship basketball status. Obviously, Michael Jordan. Is LeBron James a legend?
Yes.
Is LeBron James a legend?
Yeah.
Kobe?
Yeah.
I mean, who else now can you say? I don't think Dwayne Wade's a legend.
Nowitzki. Is he a legend?
No, because he's got that one ring.
All right, here's one for you. Is Oscar Schmidt a legend?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't see him play. I recuse myself from this.
Well, no, you can't.
But
you know his status.
I know his status.
You know his record.
Yeah, you know his credentials.
This is something that we argued on Wednesday.
In Brazil,
Okay, well, then he's a legend.
But here, he's not.
I didn't ask here or there. But that's like, and you told me his name, and if you offered me $50 million to say the guy's name, I would still be broke. The number one cricketer in the world.
I have to look that up again.
The number one greatest...
Is he Sri Lankan?
Cricket.
He's not. He's player. From Australia.
Oh.
Is he a legend? I don't know his name.
Well, not to me.
Not to you, but is he a legend? If he's the greatest cricketer, I don't even know if cricketer is the right word, is he a legend? And here's what started Legend or No. Don't remember his name.
Well, thanks.
But that it doesn't change the fact. I'm going to tell you the statistics. I'm going to tell you the story of an NCAA college wrestler who won four national titles in four different weight classes. Is he a legend? He is the only person to ever do it. I say he's a legend. I couldn't tell you his name. I couldn't tell you what school he went to. I don't know anything about him. I just know that this kid, when I was watching the NCAA finals and they interviewed him and whatever, I think he's a legend.
Kyle Digg from Cornell.
There you go. He wore C on his jersey.
There you go. His singlet.
Yeah, his singlet. Good job.
Thank you.
Speaking of singlet, did you see? Obviously not, but we talked about it during the break.
SPD Smith was the cricketer, by the way.
Mark Hunt.
SPD.
Mark Hunt's attorneys chased Brock Lesnar down.
Back to this legend or no.
In Canada, well, you were talking about singlet, and served him for the lawsuit a week before the biggest match of his life. The
career.
Biggest, his career.
Of his legendary career.
Is Brock Lesnar a legend?
Yes.
I say he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything that he
the
did.
The Rock.
All right.
No, I'm asking.
I think he's way more of a legend than Brock Lesnar.
I don't think he
leaps and bounds.
Then what makes a legend?
Success within their particular career, notoriety.
Because obviously
you always smell what the Rock is cooking.
Oh, I understand that. You always smell what I'm cooking too. Brock Lesnar has done
what you're stepping in.
Brock Lesnar has done more in the sports world than Dwayne Johnson ever has.
Okay, I would agree with that.
Won the NCAAs.
Yeah.
Won the UFC heavyweight title.
Mm-hmm.
Won, not that it matters, the script.
He was scripted.
He knew how to read the script.
Yeah.
Now, we argued about this on Wednesday with Jay. You scripted to win a WWE title means the fans are behind you. Means, you know, well, it is true.
Mm.
They've tried to cram those titles, you know, down Roman Reigns and haven't been able to.
But sometimes you need to win it for the storyline.
The hatred. Yeah. No, I totally understand. All right, next week we'll play more Legend or No.
Okay.
Everybody come in with 10 bubble legends. If you come in with a legend bubble, like a Michael Jordan, you get punched in the nose. All right? So come in with bubble-ish, and we'll discuss that as well. If you'd like to play Legend or No or get in touch with us, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX,
Sean K Radio.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
TAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.